Blog Talk Radio.
We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we do thank you for tuning in. We're so happy that that we see the numbers on here, and praying that all is well in your territory, and everyone is safe, and wearing masks, washing your hands, social distancing, and making sure that you're safe. Amen. We have to continue to encourage and remind each other. This virus that's out is no joke, and we have to make sure that we safeguard from that. Amen. As we move forward, amen, we thank you for those who are tuning in by internet. We have an interactive Bible study, and if you'd like to call in the number and be a part of the interaction, once the pastor opens up the mic, and you can call in 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054, and you would type in, "We can begin again." Amen. And once you type that in, you would be connected to this service this evening as we move forward. Amen. We thank God for knowing that every day is a new beginning. Amen. Paul talks about, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new is here. Amen. So we move forward in Christ. We don't look back, and we look forward to what God has and is going to do in our lives. And we thank God for that. This evening, we are with our regular scheduled guest, Pastor Rose Dixon from out of Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. She always comes with a powerful word, a man thought-provoking word. And we thank you for tuning in. When she opens up the mic or when she chooses to, if you have any questions, you can ask those questions during that time. Amen. Right now we are going to ask you, if you could, please make sure that you mute your mics or whatever device that you're using. And the reason we ask that is because I try to open up the mics, and rather than you hitting number one, I try to make it a little easier so that you can just go ahead and just talk when the speaker opens up for conversation, and you don't have to hit any number. You can just talk. Amen. So we thank you for, you know, just doing just that, making sure that everything is muted, your devices. As we move forward, we're going to move over into Atlanta, and Pastor Rose Dixon has a word for you and for me. Amen. And her title is "Don't Be Tricked in This Hour." Such a profound title and something that we need to be thinking about. Amen. Because there's so much division at this time, and so many people are getting tricked. Amen. And we have to make sure that we are on guard at all times. Amen. 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 We're going to move on over into Atlanta, and the next voice you hear will be Pastor Rose Dixon. Amen. From out of Atlanta, Georgia. Pastor Dixon, are you there?
Yes. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, we can hear you very clear. It's good.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I got my AirPods in. Amen. Tonight. So I'm able to expound and be able to move around. Amen. Mm-hmm. So once again, we thank God for another opportunity. Thank you for Dr. Clay and Dr. Suzanne for this opportunity to give a word on tonight. I'm just grateful for this opportunity and this platform that you've given unto me on tonight. And so tonight, I just want to talk tonight. I ain't going to preach to you. I'm just going to just teach you and teach and give you a word that God has given unto me. Amen. Once again, he said this is an interactive Bible study. And so I look for feedback. I look for people to give me what they think about what the word means to them as well. Amen. We're going to go back to a familiar passage of scripture. Amen. Ephesians 5 verses. I'm going to go from 18 to 20. Ephesians 5, 18 to 20. Amen. Just a little bit of my part two, what I talked about last month. Amen. The Lord gave it to me again to come to expound on a little bit more about not to be tricked in this hour and in this season. You know, we are living in a strategic hour where the nation is as a whole are in a disarray. People are distracted. People are confused. People don't know what to do. Amen. They hear from one party and then they hear from another party. And then we go to the body of Christ where our churches, where people are saying one thing and then they're saying another. So that lets me know that people are in a confused state right now. But the Lord said, don't be tricked in this season, in this hour. Whatever that God's people do, we must be intentional in everything that we do. Amen.
Amen.
We have a responsibility to be true to the kingdom. And to be true to the kingdom, we got to do the things of the kingdom. Amen. It's not about religion. It's not about what denomination you belong to. It's about the kingdom and doing what God is requiring us to do in the kingdom. And the one thing that he's requiring us to do in the kingdom is to trust him. Amen. Trust God.
Amen.
Many times we don't want to trust God because it looks bleak, it looks dark, it looks messed up, and we go to looking to other things. But God said, here I am, trust me. I got you in this season, in this hour. Don't fret. Don't be fearful of what you see because I got you. Amen. If you're part of the kingdom and you're a kingdom citizen, which I teach a lot about being a kingdom citizen, if you that, trust God. Know that God is going to bring you through whatever that you're dealing with in this season, in this hour. The Bible says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And listen, he has not forsaken us. Amen. As we see this coronavirus going forth, people are dying. People are losing jobs. People can't pay their rent. Come on, somebody. People can't do what they need to do. And God has still has kept us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He has kept us. And he has not forsaken us. We may not drive what we want to drive. We may not have the money that we want to have, but God still provides. He still put, you know, food on the table for some of us. He still,
amen.
We still got money in the bank, amen. We still could pay our rent. And then the ones that really couldn't pay the rent, there was resources. Come on, somebody. We had food banks that would help, amen. The ones that couldn't put the food on the table for their children. So God made a way. And he's continued to make a way for us. So we can't get tricked in this season, in this hour, because this enemy, the enemy, he's pulled out all his tricks. Amen? He's putting all this out before us and saying, see, look, God is not going to take care of you. Look, don't worship him, because look what you're going through. You know, your finance ain't right. Your change is acting strange. Amen? Why are you going to trust God? And so he put these little things in your way to trick you. But I come to let you know that don't be tricked in this season, in this hour. And so as we look at this particular text, we go into the text. The text says in verse 18, because I think I went ahead of myself, but that's all right. The Holy Ghost is in control. Amen. So we go to the 18th verse. 18 verses, Ephesians 5, 18 and 20. We're going to read these three little scriptures. Amen. And I'll get out of your way. And it says, and do not be drunk with wine, and which is dispensation, but be filled with the Spirit. 19, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just going to read the 20 verse. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. And the word of God is blessed. And you must help us today, God, in the name of Jesus. And so as you look at this particular text, we see in the 18th verse, it says, do not be drunken with wine. In other words, don't be confused about what you see. Amen. Don't allow the devil and the different things confuse your thought process. Because sometimes when we see things that's not right, it can mess up with our psyche. I was telling somebody the other day, you know, our frontline workers, they see so much stuff going on, right? Because you come in the hospital live, and then the next thing you know, they die. You know, with that turnaround is so quick. And they see multiple deaths. Amen. It's like a war zone in the hospital. And sometimes when you see that, your mind can get confused and your psyche can get messed up of what you see.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we cannot, and I talk to the body of Christ, and as believers, we can't get tricked up because people are dying. People are doing, people are losing homes. People don't have the money. We got to know that, guess what? God is still on the throne. And corona has nothing on God. And we cannot say that just because death and these things are going on, that Corona is in charge, the devil is a liar.
Amen.
Corona is a spirit from the devil. I can't, you know, I can't say that's of God. He allowed it because he don't allow, because only God can allow things to happen. If you know about Job, if you know the story about Job, he said, Can I touch Job? And God said, you sure can. But you're not going to kill him, but you could touch him, but you're not going to kill him and destroy him. And so God allows certain things to happen. God allows this to happen for whatever reason, to wake us up, because, you know, we have gone to the left. We have done things so against God that's not pleasing in his sight. So there's many a reasons. I don't want to get into that, but there's so many reasons why things have happened. And so we get, you know, our psyche can get messed up. And so you can't get confused in this season, in this hour. But be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the things of God. In other words, allow the Spirit to control you. Amen. We allow the enemy controller to do so many other things. But what about allowing the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, control you? Control your thought process, your behaviors. Come on, somebody. Many times we allow the enemy to control our behaviors, and we end up doing things that's not like God.
That's right.
We go against the word. But the Bible's saying here, be filled with the Spirit of God. Allow the Spirit of God speak to your mind. Open, allow the Holy Ghost come in. Come on, let him rest, root, and abide in your life. And once you allow the Holy Ghost to rest, root, and abide in your life, you can live successfully. Amen. If you allow him to really sure enough come in your life and let him do what he needs to do in your life and not hinder the Spirit, because many times we hinder the Spirit. We put that blockage in our heart that the Holy Spirit can't come. We make it hard for the Holy Spirit to come in. And so we got to allow us to be filled with the Spirit. And the one way to be filled with the Spirit is to confess your sins. Confess. Let the Lord know, okay, I messed up. But Lord, forgive me. I went another way. I went against your word. Lord, forgive me. Begin to confess. Begin to surrender. And let God really come in. And then yield to God. A lot of times people don't want to yield to God. Why? Because they want to do it their own way. We don't want to yield to God because it don't feel good to us. That flesh be talking. Amen. And we don't want to yield to God because your flesh doesn't feel good. And then we want to do what we want to do. Instead of listening to the King, which is our God, which is Jesus. Amen. Instead of listening to him, we want to do what we want to do because our flesh says, don't listen to that. The devil says, don't listen to that. But we got to learn to be filled with the Holy Ghost and be yield. First point, confess your sins and then be yield to God. The Bible goes on to say, it's in the 19th verse 2, encourage one another. In this season, we need to encourage one another. We need to strengthen one another because we all go through.
Amen.
We all go through the same thing. We all go, we feeling the same thing. We seeing the same thing. But we have to learn to encourage one another and strengthen one another. And then on that, encourage yourself. Amen. Because sometimes I got to get to a point of, listen, I got to encourage myself. Because what the things that I'm going through, I need God to encourage me. And the way that you encourage yourself is feed your mind with the word of God. Listen, this Bible, this word is not just to be in there. These words will encourage you. These words will help you get to your next level in your life. These words in the Bible will get you to where you need to be in God. And so we got to learn to read God's word, amen, and feed your mind with the word. Not feed your mind with CNN and Fox and all these things talking about the corona. You know, we can't just feed our mind all on that because that will mess your psyche up. That will mess you up. That will confuse you. But if you get in the Word of God, my God, my God, this word is a life-changing word. Amen. It will change your mindset. It will change your thinking. Come on, somebody. It will change your behavior. It will change your language. And it will help you to get to where you need to be. So we need to encourage ourselves at times. Sometimes you got to tell yourself, you're going to make it. Listen, when something's tough in my life and I'm going through something, I got to pat myself on my shoulder and say, Rose, you're going to make it through this trial. You're going to make it through this situation. God got you. I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. You got to remind yourself with the word. Amen. Put the word on it. Amen. Put the word on your situation and watch it go. Watch you be healed and delivered and set free. I am healed by his stripes. I am healed.
Yes.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. These are some of the words that you can use. Come on, somebody, to help you through the process so that you will not get tricked in this hour, in this season. And watch this. Mm-hmm. Let your heart sing with joyful, exuberant laughter and happiness. Let your heart be filled with joy. You know, we got to get away from this sadness. Amen. It's a time to be sad. It's a time to be doing other things. But this season is to be joyful. It's to sing.
Yes.
Amen. Be happy. Amen. I told the people on my 6 o'clock a.m. prayer, I'm happy to be alive because I was on a wake-up list today. So I'm joyful.
That's right.
You know, when I woke up, I was feeling a little pain in my body because sometimes I get that when I get up. But when I got myself together, I said, thank you, Lord. There was such a joy and a peace in my heart because I was on the wake-up list this morning. Because I could be below ground today. Amen. These walls could be my grave walls today. So when you start thinking like that, come on, somebody. You got to have a joyful heart. Oh, my God. The Bible even says in Psalms, let's go this, Psalms 147:1. Hope you got your Bibles with you today because I got some scriptures to give you as well. Because, you know, I don't want to be teaching and don't have no backup. Amen. So Psalms 147:1, it says, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. So when you're praising God, God loves it. It pleases him. Amen.
Amen.
And praises is beautiful to him. It's a sweet-smelling savior to God when we give him praise, when we open up our hearts and worship him and give him glory. Glory to God. And so it's important to give praise and give glory. Yeah, we may be going through, we may be having some stuff happening in our families, death and different things are happening, but there should be a joyful in your heart. Why? Because you are kingdom. You belong to the kingdom. And guess what? God
That's
is going
right.
to work it out for your good.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. And so I encourage y'all today, praise him. Give him glory. Sing with him. Sing with songs. Sometimes you need songs, right, to help you through. I'm not the greatest singer, but I can hold a tune. But when I'm going through, there's a song that comes on my spirit, and I just began to sing it in the atmosphere. And my atmosphere begins to shift because the song that I sing from my heart lets my atmosphere know, not today. Not today. It's going to be praise today. It's going to be a happy atmosphere. And sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to sing a song. Amen. To let the atmosphere know, not today. Because listen, you have the power. You have the authority. I want to remind you that you are a shifter. If you didn't know that. We are shifters. We can shift the atmosphere with our praise, with our song. with the word of God. You got to use your weapon, y'all. Don't let the devil trick you in this season and trip you up. Use your weapon, your praise, your songs, the word of God. And all the time,
Amen.
You don't have to bad mouth anybody. You don't have to use bad words. You don't have to use your fist. Just use your mouth with praise.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Ah, glory to God. And as you praising, right, and as you worshiping, and as you singing hymns and spiritual songs, you also ministering. You ministering to others. You ministering to yourself when you do that. And so this scripture is talking about to minister to one another. Because guess what? We need each other. The Bible says we are our brother's keeper. We have to worry about one another. We have to get back into that state to say, okay, yes, I'm going to see about my doctor. I'm going to see about Dr. Clay, my friend. And I'm going to give him encouraging words. We got to get back to that. You
mm-hmm.
know, it don't look like that in the White House, y'all. It don't look like mm-hmm. on Capitol Hill because they at each other. But that's not the example that we should be following.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know that's not kingdom when you're going back and forth with each other and you're yelling at each other and calling all kinds of names. That's not the example. We are kingdom. We are kingdom citizens. We belong to the kingdom. That's how we're supposed to be acting, like the kingdom. And part of that
Amen.
Is to minister and to encourage one another.
Amen.
And be a listener
Amen.
of each other.
Right, right.
Not tear each other down.
No, building each
just
other.
Just because you don't look like me. Just because you don't dress like me. Just because I don't live in the same zip code. You still love me. You still minister to me. Come on in,
mm-hmm.
somebody. You still care about me. You still love on me because we are kingdom citizens. Hallelujah. And as we're doing that, amen, give thanks. Give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. Verse 20 says, give thanks in all things. And you may say, preacher, why should I give thanks when I just lost a loved one to COVID, or someone died in a terrible accident, or just I lost my job and I don't have no money? I can tell you this, when you go to Romans 8 and 28, let's go there, Romans 28, this is why you should give thanks, in Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
That's why you should give God thanks, because in all things, they're going to work together for your good. God is going to turn it around for your good. And yes, we do have a point. You know, when somebody dies, yeah, the scripture talks about there is a time to mourn. There is a time to cry. There is time for this and a time for that. And it's okay. And he gives you the opportunity to do that. But don't stay there. And know that God is going to work it out for your good. Don't get tricked in
yes.
this season, in this hour. Amen. Give it all joy. That's what James says in the book. Count it all
yes.
joy.
Count it all joy.
And you may be feeling, hey, you know, that things are so bad and you have given up on life and life has done you wrong. You still got to press your way and say, God, hey, I love you. I give you praise. You may not like what you're going through. You may not, it may not feel good. It may not taste good. It may not look good. But know that God has your back. You pray
mm-hmm.
for the strength to go through. And that's the key. You're going through. You're just walking by. You're just walking by through these problems. That's all. And as you're walking by through these problems, just say, Lord, give me strength today. Help me to make it to the next day. Help me make it to the next hour, next minute. You just keep on praying and watch God bring you out. The problem is when we stay and we get stuck. That's when you have the problem. That's when stress comes. Come on here, somebody. That's when depression comes. That's when suicidal thoughts. Your mind get messed up because you're stuck. You're stuck in it. But that's not what is. That's not what your problem is designed for you to get stuck. It's designed for you to go through, come out of it, and tell somebody about it. You minister to somebody about your situation. So they can get through it. So that they can get over it. I don't believe that problems are designed for you just to be stuck there. And it's not just for you. You don't go through it just for you. You're going through it for somebody else.
Hmm.
You know, you can't always think, okay, woe is me, this is me. No, go through it. Be a big girl, be a big man, and go through it and tell somebody about it. Don't wallow. Many times people wallow in their problems. Then have that pity party. Don't go through no pity party. You pray and ask God to give you strength so that you can get through whatever that you need to get through. And watch God do it. I believe when you get stuck, that's when the enemy starts tricking you, putting stuff in your mind and start saying, you never get out of this. You'll never be healed. You always going to go through this. Nobody's going to love you. That's when the enemy begins to trick you in your mind when you get stuck. When you get by yourself and you in that room or you in that dark place and that dark space, here come the enemy talking and tricking you in your mind, telling you it's one way and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
My God, my God. And listen, when I looked at this and I realized when you go through trouble does a lot for you. When you go through situations, it humbles you. It takes you back to the foundation. Come on here, somebody. It makes you realize stuff. When I look at it and when I go through stuff and I come out of it, I learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches me something. It shows me what I may have done wrong, or shows me what God is trying to tell me. And so sometimes we want to rush to get through it. Go through the process. I tell my people all the time, go through the process and watch God do it. But we want to give up all the time. We want to throw it in the towel. But God said, don't throw in the towel. Just go through it. I'm trying to show you something. Because sometimes, you know, we're so distracted with so many things and our ear gates is closed. But when we go through something, it makes you stop. It makes you think. And then sometimes you really can listen. Sometimes you really listen to God then when you're going through. Because you by yourself, right? And you really listening to God now. God got your attention now. This situation, I believe, God got our attention. What's happening in the White House? God has gotten our attention. Because they're praying. Come on, somebody. They saying in the name of Jesus. They saying, Lord, help us. You know, God has gotten our attention.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so when we go through stuff, my God, we listen then. But I say tonight, don't get tricked in this hour. Also, the Bible also talks about 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. I'm going to stop right there and say, you know, we got to look beyond what we see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the time we look at it and we say, okay, this is it. No, let's see what God is trying to say in the spirit realm. And so I've been training my mindset to look beyond what I see. Because sometimes these natural eyes can play tricks on you. thinking it's one way and then it's not. So we got to look beyond. See what God is really trying to say in this situation and stop going off at the mouth. A lot of times we go off at the mouth. We say all kinds of things. But hold on. Wait a minute. Let's see what God is really trying to say in this situation. Let's see it in the spiritual realm. Because it's going to look different in the spiritual realm. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. And I know some of you are dealing with personal issues and it's tripping you out. But look beyond it and trust God. Don't be tricked in this hour. Don't let the enemy trick you in thinking, okay, that's what God is saying. And God is not really saying that. Look beyond what you see. Look beyond what's going on in your life. And watch God deliver you, set you free. Come on, somebody, heal you over this situation. Hallelujah. Any questions? Mm. Hallelujah. Don't be tricked in this hour. Don't
Amen.
Let the devil trip you up. Hallelujah. Any questions?
Amen.
I open up the line tonight. Amen. I'm just talking tonight. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Any questions about what we're talking about? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Bible also tells us, give thanks. Psalms 34:1. Louder to be a continued praise in your mouth. When people are getting on my last nerve, I just go in a praise. When the problems arise, I just go in a praise. And God does it. He moves it. He moves the situation. There always got to be a praise in your mouth through the good and the bad. That's kingdom.
Amen.
Now, the world system will tell you to cuss you out, backbite, fight, go off when somebody's getting on your last nerve. That's the world system. But when you're part of the kingdom, you just go and praise. And you go pray for them. Amen? That's the difference. When you're a kingdom citizen, you go on to praise. You go worship God. You don't go back and go tit for tat. You don't go at the mouth. That's when you're operating in the world system. But in this season, we need to operate in the kingdom system.
Jesus.
It's the opposite. We got to do the opposite. We got to learn to do the opposite.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Go against the nature of the world, go against the nature of the world. We got to go against that because that's not of God.
Mm-hmm.
But until we learn that, we will be successful. Our spirit man could be filled and not grieved.
Mm-hmm.
We got to operate in the kingdom. This is your requirement. You say a king, I say it again. You say you're a kingdom citizen, you belong to the king, then act like it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is real talk.
Amen. Amen.
It's real talk. Act like you're a king. Act like you belong to the king. Act like you belong to the kingdom. Because when you're doing other things that's not of God, You're not operating in the kingdom. And then it says you can't be tricked. Don't let the enemy trick you. Stand firm on the word of God. Because, yes, he's going to present stuff to you. The enemy will. But you got to stand on the word of God.
Amen.
There's standards in the kingdom that we need to stand on. And tell the devil. Let him know. Ah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every time I read this word, I'm learning more about the kingdom and what I'm supposed to do in the kingdom. Because, you know, we've been traditionally, and I can speak for me, traditionally I learned different other ways, religiously. I learned things religiously and traditionally. But as I got into the word even the more and see that it's not about religion, it's not about these traditions, it's about the kingdom and the things that we're supposed to be doing in the kingdom. My God, hallelujah. So I have a different mindset. My thought process has changed, has shifted. Hallelujah. And so the enemy can't trick me because I know what the kingdom is supposed to be. I know what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not easily to trick me. And I know his tactics when he comes. And only way I know his tactics because I know the kingdom. And I know what is supposed to be done in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Any questions? I was just talking to somebody who was going to say something. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. This is good.
Amen,
right here.
Amen.
This is good.
That's fire. Amen. That's fire. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Mighty quiet, Dr. Clay.
There's a lot of numbers on here. I guess, you know, everyone.
I think
just,
it's a very good word today. I like the phrase shifter. We're faced with a lot of things that we kind of sometimes give up and lose faith in God or his word. We're a part of God's kingdom, and we may be faced with illness, loss of job, COVID, maybe loss of friends, you know, sickness, all kinds of things, job issues, and we just simply give up when we need to turn that around and maintain faith in God. And we have to also remember, we as Christians, we also have a main responsibility to spread the gospel. And the people are watching us. We're ministering as we spread the gospel. But it's not just what we say, but it's also what we do. And we have to constantly remind ourselves. But we're every last one of us, like Job, we're faced with problems. But how do we deal with them, you know? And God has given us a roadmap, the Bible, in order to overcome those issues. But it's one thing for those words to be there, that roadmap to be there, if you're not following the directions on that map. So we're really at this really keeps us focused by the study, the word, and living that. So we're not living in hypocrisy, and we're making a positive difference.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, I guess I might as well jump in. Everyone is feeding off the word and still eating or still digesting the food. You know, I like when you start talking about in terms of use the word to get to the next level, you know, and oftentimes the enemy, you know, gets us, gets the believers to start looking in another direction rather than toward God. We look at, you know, we look at situations or whatever we're going through, as opposed to going to the word. And the word of God, I always believe that the word of God can take us to the next level. And you made that comment in terms of, you know, that the words help you get to the next level in life. And I believe that to be so true. You know, the word is life-changing. It's life-changing. And when we stay in the Word and stay focused on the Word, then we're not tricked as easily. We're not tricked as easily by staying in the Word, because when anything we can see when something's not right, when things are not right, you know, within our spirit. So, you know, if I had to, you know, focus on anything, it would be that, you know, just the Word of God. That's why I say the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It just gives us the ability to be able to see those things, how to get, you know, from one place to the other, how to walk, you know, circumspectly, you know, by the Word of God. So, it would be that part or that area that you spoke with the Word. Amen.
Also want to add to that, too, that we are to meditate on the Word of God. You know, the Bible talks about Joshua 1 and 8. We meditate in this Word day and night. Amen. You got to keep this Word in you. Just like you feed your natural, you got to feed this, mm-hmm. your spirit man constantly, so that you don't get tricked. And many times we don't read our Word because we're so distracted with so much other stuff. I tell people, put away your agenda and push God's agenda. Put Him on the schedule. We put everything else on the schedule. We put dinner dates on the schedule. We put spa dates, hair dates. We put all that on our schedule. But what about putting God on the schedule and really getting His Word for yourself? Because you can't get it, you know, you can't always get it from the pastor, the preacher. You gotta read this Word.
Amen.
So that you don't be tricked by the enemy, and so that you know the tactics of the enemy. But we don't want to labor in reading. We have a problem of reading the Word. But in this season, this hour, get to know the Word. Eat the Word.
And pray for understanding. Pray for understanding. Amen. Amen.
Get this Word in you.
Amen.
So that you won't be lost. And the enemy can't tell you anything.
And it's so important for us to understand that the Word works when you use it, you know, that we have to use the Word, use the Bible and apply the Word and understand the authority that we have in Christ as kingdom citizens, to use the name of Jesus in applying the Word to our situations and the things around us. And I like that you reminded us about being atmosphere shifters. We can shift the atmosphere, because we're in the presence of praise and worship. The enemy can't operate. So when you have the praise and worship music playing, when you have your song on your heart and you're singing, the enemy is not going to be comfortable in the presence of praise. So it's important for us to remember that, to apply the word, like you said, and pray for understanding. Amen.
Yeah. Because when you're singing, I'll piggyback off you, Dr. Clay, when you're singing and you're singing those hymns, that's just you and God. And nothing could get inside of that. When you praising Him and having those spiritual songs and the different melodies, you know, nobody could come in. It's just you and God. That's an intimacy. I know that's for me. What I'm saying is, that's just me and God. Nobody can enter in that space. Because I'm talking to my God. I'm loving on Him. I'm appreciating Him. I'm acknowledging who He is in my life. And so when you're doing that, like you said, the enemy can't even come in. If it's a true worship, you know, if it's a true praise, if you really sing it from your heart.
That's right.
He can't come in.
That's right. And since you brought up that, if it's true praise to the Lord knows when we're faking it. You know, when somebody just wants to showboat or style, and you know, in front of folks, and you know, you're not fooling God. You're not fooling God, but He wants our real, authentic, and heartfelt praise and worship. He wants a relationship with us, one that's not full of pomp and circumstance. One that's just you don't have to get all dressed up. Just be.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's more
as you were talking,
go ahead, Joshua.
I was just saying that if I was just thinking today, I was just sitting around and I wasn't singing out loud, but just there was song, you know, of praise in my head, and just kept going over. I just kept singing a song in my head. You don't have to sing a song out loud. You can sing it, you know, inside, you know, that inside, you know, your spirit man, you know, and no one hears, mm-hmm. just you and God, you know. It's mm-hmm. just like waking up, you know, with a song on your heart, or start singing a song. It's almost like, you know, when you're saturated in the Word of God, and you hear songs that speak to your spirit, you know, sometimes they just pop up, and you just sing them, you know, within your heart. You know, you're just walking around and just, or doing what you have to do and singing, you know, praises unto the Lord. And I just thought about that. I went through that today, you know, and it's not the first time, but it's when you get so saturated in the Lord, that's what you want to do. It's just, you know, you want to praise God, you know, and again, it does not have to be verbal. You know, you can just be singing within your spirit, you know, within the spirit man. So, when you said that, I just thought about that today. Is going through that. I just lost a loved one, and when I started thinking about him, you know, I just started giving praise, you know, and thanking God, you know, that he's not suffering, you know, he's not going through, you know, what he went through before, you know, just giving God, you know, praise. It don't have to always have be when it's bad. It can be when it's good as also. And I think you said, you know, in season, out of season, you know, when things are good, going well mm-hmm. as when things are going bad. You know, but what do we go to? You know, what do we lean on? You know, and it can be the world. It can be man. You know, that's why the Word is there.
Amen. And the last one I want to leave with you all is to get intimate with God. Allow God to strip those things of not like Him in you. And once you get intimate with Him and you get to know Him even the more, you cannot be tricked in this hour. Amen. You can't be easily tricked by the enemy. So get to know Him. Take everything off. And take the mask off and come real to God. Amen. And let Him really come in for real and rest within and abide in you. And let Him do what He needs to do with you in this season, in this hour. And I guarantee, if you allow God to do that, my God, you will be powerful. You will be a powerful kingdom citizen. You walk in power. You walk in authority. You walk in dominion. If you really let God do what He needs to do, so get intimate with Him. Amen. And let Him do what He needs to do in your life. Amen. I just wanted to leave that with you. We didn't get anything else. Get intimate with Him. Hallelujah.
You're breaking up too. Yeah, amen.
Amen. Yeah. I yield to you, Dr. Clay.
Amen. Are there any more comments? Any more comments? Anyone would like to make a comment? Words of encouragement? Anything that anyone would like to share at this point in time? We're all believers, and again, we're just, you know, we're just feeding off the Word of God, you know, and when you're feeding off the Word of God, you know, sometimes you don't want to talk And then other times, you know, you just want to just talk about how good the food is. So is there anything that you want to share for all these numbers I see on here? Anything that you would like to share? Your mic is open. Amen.
Well, today was a very delicious spiritual meal, very nutritious. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Dixon, thank you so much for taking your time, you know, to prepare to come and feed us, you know, with the Word of God. Each and every time that you come, as we start, you know, as I said, I think in terms of the Word as being food, you know, for our soul, you always bring good food. You always bring food that's tasty, you know, and that, mm-hmm. you know, we can go back again and it still tastes good. So we thank you. I thank you for, you know, taking your time and saturating, you know, your time in the Word of God so that you can it with each and every one of us when you do come on. I pray that God will continue to bless your journey and bless the desires of your heart as you move forward in the ministry and whatever you do, that God will open up, you know, doors, you know, that you haven't even thought about. You know, that God will just open up doors as you move forward,
yeah.
you know, and speaking and sharing the Word of God, those that God send your way, as well as, you know, those that you come in contact with. We do pray that in the name of Jesus. As we come to a closing, I'm sorry, did you comment? Someone said something? Amen. As we come to a closing, now may God, who gives perseverance and encouragement, grant you to be the same mind, one with another, according to Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may be with one voice, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for tuning in. Please join us back next week. We will be in New York. May God bless you. Remember that we love you. We love you. We love you. But God loves you most. May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Stay safe, everybody. Have a blessed week.
I face the dawn.